Square dancing may not be as popular in Vermont as the pastime's early to mid-1900s heyday, but some local clubs continue to keep the tradition alive. Mary Keyser visited one and has this report.
On a recent Tuesday evening, about a dozen people gather in the halls of Frederick Tuttle Middle School in South Burlington. They are here with the Lake Champlain Squares, a local square dancing group that has been stepping and twirling since 1986.
Four ladies chain across their ring. Roll away and circle left, I say. Four ladies roll away, you circle left, go around, I say. Alabama left with the old left hand, and we.
In sets of four, the dancers move to the music under the guidance of the caller. The caller sets the pace and direction of the dance. Ray Moskowitz has been calling square dances since 1998.
So I think there's a need for it because it is a world's greatest contact sport. And it's one of those things where you meet people, there's a contact, there's hands, there's shakes, there's laughs. You learn to laugh at them, laugh at yourself. So it's very social, and I think we need more social now.
The Lake Champlain Squares meet for a few reasons. Square dancing is a great form of exercise. It's also highly social. Dancers spend time with old and new friends on the floor. Day Searles is a member of the club. He says the community keeps him coming back.
And I just got back from a wonderful dance in near Troy, New Hampshire at East Hill Farm, which is done every year by two world-class callers. And all we do is dance and eat and dance and eat and dance and eat. Get up, repeat.
As a rural state, Vermont has a deep history of square dancing.
In Vermont and in New Hampshire, back in the day, which is to say in the 30s, 40s, 50s, every town would have a dance hall. It might be the Grange Hall where people would dance. It might be a church hall, or it would be a building built specifically as a dance hall.
David Millstone has been a square dance caller since the 70s. He also helps run the Square Dance History Project, a website dedicated to documenting the history of the dance in the digital age. He says, while we often think of square dancing as an American pastime, its roots are in many different cultures, from the French quadrille that made its way to Mexico and then the southwestern United States.
In southern Appalachia in particular, you have dances coming from Scotland and Ireland. And of course, in the South, there's also a tremendous African-American influence from enslaved Africans who had been brought to work in the U.S. So you have all these different roots coming together to form a style of dance that has become associated with the United States, although there are dances in square formation in many cultures.
Square dancing hit its peak in the 1970s and 80s and has been on the decline since. Millstone says that the dance's popularity has waned and waxed.
If they disappear, as they did for a while, back in the late 1800s, people will find other ways to amuse themselves on the dance floor. It's all about getting together, moving to live music, and having a great time, and people will continue to find ways to do that.
Ray Moskowitz, who calls for the Lake Champlain Squares, says their attendance is holding, but they do want to entice a new generation to come out and dance. Interested in square dance? Vermont is home to other dancing groups like the Green Mountain Steppers and the Montpelier Contra Dance, to name a few. They meet regularly and dance throughout the state. For Vermont Public, I'm Mary Keyser.
This story was produced in collaboration with the University of Vermont's Community News Service Program.